Right now, I'm telling the students about how I really believe it's harder to try and get over a hidden disability in someone else's mind than a physical disability. Let me be a little more specific. Is that okay if I talk to you a little bit about this?
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of times when people see me out and about, they immediately go, oh my gosh, he doesn't have any legs and he uses a wheelchair. And so I bet he can't do as much. And so as I'm interacting with people, expectations for me initially are very, very low. But within the first 5 or 10 minutes, people look at me and they go, you know, I don't even see your disability and you're so articulate and you can just do everything. And so I go from, in their mind, I'm going to say 60% capability, 60% expectation to over 100%. And I know that because they go, you're like a super cripple. Like people tell me that all the time. And I go, no, I'm just proficient. I can just do other things that other people can do. And somehow I'm awarded some, grand title of super cripple in their eyes, which is fine. And I appreciate that. But I think it's harder for a person with a hidden disability because, again, in the initial interaction, people look at the person and they appear to be normal, with my big quotation mark fingers saying around the word normal.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is people assume they're going into an interaction with somebody who has about the same capabilities they do. But then what happens is maybe throughout the conversation, maybe during an event, a person with a hidden disability is outed or they have to self-disclose that they have a disability. And then what happens is other people in their mind, the expectation goes from 100% down to 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot harder to earn that 40% credibility keep a credibility back in the other person's mind because, and this is what people have reported to me that the people say to them, someone who is outed to like an able-bodied person, that able-bodied person now looks at that person and says, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were normal. Or what else is wrong with you? Or the one that I think is the most damaging, people look at people with hidden disabilities after they get found out and they say things like, oh, you fooled me.
Oh, my God.
And at that point, it's really hard for that person with a hidden disability to interact with that other person with any kind of an equitable relationship because people are harboring, misinformation or maybe ill feelings about that person based on the incorrect assumption that the able-bodied person had when they first went into the experience with the person with the hidden disability. So I think it's harder for people with hidden disabilities to overcome those expectations or lowered expectations than people with physical disabilities a lot of times because people with physical disabilities are really good at passing as able-bodied because many of my friends and the interaction I have with able-bodied people most of the time, I find myself even trying to minimize my disability to make other people okay with it because of just how scary a disability can be for able-bodied people. I really love how everybody's going to all these Black Lives Matter rallies, and I think it's, some really good information they're getting. But a person who is white, who's going to a rally, they can internalize that, they can understand it, but they don't have to worry about driving home and getting in a car accident and becoming black.
Yeah.
And so people really have a lot of anxiety around disability because it's the only, minority group that you can just kind of be a member of at any time. People that walk around, people with disabilities call those people temporarily able-bodied because you never know when you're going to be, a person who acquires a disability. And so disability is very open and welcoming, and we don't discriminate against people. Anybody can do silly things, or anybody can be a victim of something that changes the way they see themselves, or it changes the expectations people have for themselves after they acquire disabilities. So it's a scary thing, but it's something everybody has to think about because I think the latest statistic is like 1 in 5 people by the time they're 65 will have to use a wheelchair or some kind of an accommodating device to get around. And so, I really want people to be a little bit more familiar with the concept of disability and why it's so important that we're still doing what we can to eliminate those barriers that keep people with disabilities from being productive members of society.